Chapter 12, Section 2, The Way. Often Jesus used common day-to-day experiences to illustrate spiritual truth. For some of us, those illustrations lack depth of meaning because we aren't familiar with first-century Middle Eastern culture. Fortunately, a lot of research has been compiled for our benefit, and in some instances, life continues much as it did back then. So it is with this story. Jesus began his illustration by reminding his listeners of the sort of pen in which sheep were kept. The enclosure was constructed using stones upon which thorny vines were encouraged to grow. The purpose of these brambles was to dissuade wild animals or thieves from crawling over the wall. The pen had only one entrance. During the day, the shepherd would lead his flock out to the pasture for grazing. He would walk in front, calling the sheep, and they would follow his voice. At night, the flock would be returned to the pen, and the shepherd would sleep in the entrance. No one could enter, nor could the sheep leave without disturbing the guardian. The shepherd's body literally became the gate to the pen.
Therefore Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them."
Just like it is today, the people of Jesus' time were confronted with those who claimed to be some sort of God or special prophet. Jesus said that such people were like wolves or thieves that threatened the sheep.
"I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture."
Jesus said that he alone was the gate. It was only through him that one could be saved from the consequences of sin, that is, death. It was only through him that one could have eternal life.
"The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." John 10:7-10.
Thieves do not care about the welfare of sheep. Their only concern is their profit. In the spiritual sense, some thieves fabricate a way to earn eternal life, a way that appears good, but it still ends in spiritual death.
"There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death." Proverbs 14:12.
On the other hand, Jesus came to give a full life, a life abundant with joy, to those who trust in him.
Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6.
Jesus said, "He is the only way to God. His word is the only truth. Eternal life can only be found in him." Jesus emphasized that no one can come to God any other way. Just as the shepherd was the only gate to the sheepfold, so Jesus is the only way to God.